Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favourite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I'm Francesca, your host, and today I have another guest. Yes, for the second time, I've figured out how to use Zoom, and I have got somebody with me today who is the world's most influential matchmaker. He's worked with Oprah. She called him a fucking life coach. He's been married for 21 years, which I think personally is the biggest accomplishment, and you know him from Celebs Go Dating. It is, of course, Paul Brunson. Welcome.
Can I say, I've never, ever, ever heard someone say, yeah, Oprah called you an effing life
She didn't actually say it. She just said a life coach. I did add the fucking, sorry. Sorry, Oprah.
No, I like that though. I like that. But no, it's an honor to be here with you. Honor.
Thank you. You have been top of my list, not just my top list of men in the world, which you are on that list, but also my top list of guests, because I have followed you on Instagram and your law of attraction quotes. I'm all about it. The advice that you give on Celebs Go Dating, I'm like, you are the perfect guest. So I want to know, how did you first discover the law of attraction? How long ago was it? How did you discover it?
Oh, I mean, well, first, can I ask you a question? I know this is your show, but I have to ask you. So how do you define law of attraction?
I think it's a little bit strategy, a little bit magic. I think it's the two combined, where you have to put in the action, you have to consciously raise your vibration and want to attract something. But it's then that little part where something happens that you can't explain, and you're like, it's the law of attraction.
Interesting. Mm. Okay. So I'm with it, right? I'm a big believer in the whole quote of what you seek is seeking you. right? And to me, that's exactly what law of attraction is. It's you identifying in your mind, because you first you need to conjure it up in your mind, and you need to actually believe something enough. And once you believe something enough, and then you put the action forward, you can conceive something, right? So what you seek is seeking you. You find it. Now, that's something that, quite honestly, I've believed since I was a little boy, you know? And I think what's so cool about the law of attraction now is that it's mainstream to talk about it. I mean, you have a podcast on this.
I mean, I've been teaching this for 10 years and people used to not know what I was talking about at all. And it was a real like niche following. And now every time I open a magazine, particularly I think with coronavirus and lockdown, more and more people are turning to positivity and changing your mindset. And yeah, everyone's talking about it now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But and I think the reason why, and this is the beauty, and unfortunately, we've gone through a lot of turmoil with the pandemic. A lot of people have been fired, made redundant, lost jobs, etc. But what the public has understood now is that we can only save us, right? No one is going to save you. There's no company or organization that's going to do it. And so therefore, we have to be more conscious of who we are. And I think that's leading us to explore concepts like law of attraction.
Particularly as we, like you say, with all people have lost their jobs. I mean, I found myself less than a year ago, I lost all my income in 4 days. I used to rent an apartment out in London and I have a beauty salon. And within 4 days, I lost all my income and I was pregnant with twins. Could you get any worse? And actually, I'm coming out of this lockdown with a brand and a podcast and I'm earning more than I did before. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it can happen to anyone. There's no excuses. You can always overcome it with your mindset, can't you? Which is amazing. It's empowering.
That's because you had to believe it first. You know, have you read or heard of Carol Dweck's book called Mindset?
No.
Ah, you would love this. You would truly, please read this. So it's called Mindset by Carol Dweck. And she talks about how there's basically two frames of mind. You have an opened and you have a closed mindset. A closed mindset means that everything is fixed. You're never going to make more. You're never going to acquire more. You have what you have and that's it. An open mindset is that as long as you continue to actively go towards it, you can gain it. That's an open mindset. And you have an open mindset. And that's the reason why you're coming out of the pandemic in a stronger, you know, stronger position. Unfortunately, a lot of people are not coming out in a stronger position. And I'm willing to bet a lot of those people have closed mindsets.
Yeah, but you can't say that to them, can you? Because they don't take it very well. Because I've learned this with my own life experiences. People do not take that very well. But yeah, that's the point of spreading the word of this, is that I think everyone can help themselves. That's what I love about it as well. It's free. It's free. You can teach yourself this. And that's what I love. But so how much have you used it in your life and your career? Because, I mean, you've worked with Oprah. You've got the top dating job right now. I mean, being on Celebs Go Dating in the UK, that's pretty much the biggest gig you can get, isn't it? Have you used the law of attraction in your career, in your life, to have the success that you have?
Well, I have to shout out Married at First Sight, because I also co-host that. And that's,
oh, yes.
Yeah. That's a big one too. You know, it's an honor to be on that one. And I will say that I use it in everything, you know, in everything. I think my entire day is modeled around it. You know, even like, you know, this is an audio, but you and I are talking on Zoom, even like the jacket that I'm wearing, the different patches that are on it represent certain things around mindset and thinking clearly. You know, I'm a big fan of meditation. I'm a big fan of exercise. I'm a big fan of CBD, right? I'm a big fan of a lot of these things that help us to explore our minds. So I've used it all throughout my career.
Do you have a morning routine? Speaking of those things, do you do like a morning power hour?
Yeah. So I definitely have a morning and an end of day routine. So typically my morning starts, you know, with affirmations. I pray, you know, in the morning. I exercise in the morning. I've jumped off of caffeine. As a matter of fact, I have a whole bunch of these bottles laying around here, but I have, you know, like lemon, ginger, cayenne, and juice, to get my mind right. And I normally do that for a couple of hours before I even start my work day. Then I get into this, you know, really tight work day of back to back to back to back meetings. But then by the end of the day, I unwind. right? So I always have dinner with my family. We always play games. I might take a walk, like tonight. I can't wait. I'm going to take a walk with my wife. You know, we may, you know, drop some CBD, you know.
On your walk? Like it.
Yeah, yeah. you know, couples who CBD together stay together.
That's the secret I've been missing out on all this time.
That's it. And then once I get into, you know, the bed, I start doing evening affirmations. So I have morning and evening affirmations. And I do that, you know, every day.
Well, I have to admit, you have quite often joined me and my daughter in our evening affirmations. We listen to your podcast. Do you know what? My daughter's 4 and she has some real self-esteem issues. I've spoken about it on the podcast before. Her first ever day of school, we've recently moved from London to the country, and she's the only mixed race girl in her school. And on the first day of school, I don't know why, but she just suddenly said, I don't look pretty because my eyes aren't blue or my eyes aren't pink. She said some color, I can't remember. And so we've had some real issues with like self-image with her and stuff. And so I started playing your affirmations at night. And the only option she gets to choose is whether it's like the calmness, happiness, success. I mean, sometimes she chooses success and I'm like, go Bo. You're 4, but you want success. And those affirmations are incredible because it's like you've got inside my mind and you've said affirmations that I didn't even realize were a thing for me. Like, you know, for example, on the success, you'll delve into something and you'll say something that I'm like, oh, I didn't even know I felt that. They are incredible. I've recommended them to everyone.
That's the highest honor that you would share that with your daughter, right? That's the highest honor. And I'm appreciative. And I would encourage her to continue to listen even at 4, right? But then also too, you know, what she's going through, I went through when I was a little boy. You know, I was born in New York, and so grew up in the city, and then we moved out to Long Island, where there were no Black people that lived where we moved, and so I went through that whole thing of, you know, not liking my skin color or my hair, you know, that kind of thing. So I could feel it. I can empathize and sympathize with her.
God bless her heart. Well, it's something I think they all go through, isn't it? But we're working on it every day. You should do some affirmations specifically for children. I was just thinking that. That's just my personal request. Bohemia would like that.
That's a nice one. That's a nice request. Yeah, I'm going to consider that. I'm really going to consider that.
I think it would be brilliant, especially for like teenagers, because how stressful school is. If you're being bullied or left out or exam stress, I think that would be a great one, Paul. I think you should do it. But on that note, do you share the law of attraction with your children? And what do you do to try and implement it in their lives? Because can you imagine if, well, you did know this as a child, but I only discovered this in like my mid-20s. And I think, Lord have mercy, imagine if I'd known about this when I was at school. I'd been unstoppable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why we really focus. So we homeschool our boys, even prior to the pandemic.
We homeschool them.
And one quote unquote class we have is called Life, where we literally talk about life and we talk about how to navigate life and how to think, right? And I spend a lot of time with my boys, letting them know that if they can control their mind, they can control their environment. And if you can control your environment, you can better control your life. And so that's something that we consciously do, you know, and my boys are 7 and 10 years old right now.
Can I join that class, please, via Zoom? I think I need it. I'm 35 and I need it.
Come on, get in with your children too. Come on, we'll all do it together.
There's too many of us, honestly. Oh, and about love as well. I mean, you've been married for 21 years. And quite honestly, in this day and age, that is, I listed that as one of your credits at the beginning, because I think that is an amazing, amazing achievement. What is your secret? I mean, I'm sure it's a long thing, but what is your secret to a happy marriage?
You know, this is such a like big question, right? I think the key is continuing to make bids for love. Right. That's what love is. Love is one person saying, I love you. And then the next person saying, I love you. Right. It's one person giving another person a hug. It's one person, you know, giving some type of acts of service. Right. It's a bid. Right. And sometimes it's 3 bids before you get 1. Sometimes it's 5 bids before you get 1. But it's that continual effort of making bids for love, you know, and when you do that for 21 years, you begin to see how beautiful life is. You know, there's no secret sauce. It's a constant It's constant effort, but it's about continually wanting to put the effort in. And that's what a bid is.
Right. That does make a lot of sense. I'm doing a book club with my listeners and we've been doing a lot of business books recently. Eat That Frog. Have you read that?
Okay.
Miracle Morning. And what I'm learning
is
something that's being repeated a lot is that you don't go to one seminar and change your life. You don't read one book and change your life. It is just these tiny little incremental steps every single day that over years. So now that you said that about love, I'm like, that makes total sense. But the problem is I don't even want it at this point. That's the problem is I'm just like, no, I manifested my ex-husband. I put him on a vision board 3 years before I met him. It was insane. Had no idea who he was. Got set up on a blind date 3 years later. It was the same guy. We got married, had a baby. He turned out to be gay.
This is something. Yeah, this is something. Yeah.
So I think I've just been burned. And now is it wrong to want to be single or am I just a damaged person? I'm really happy being single in my little house on my own.
The wildest thing is the fact that you want to be single now proves that you're ready to be in a relationship.
Because I'm so happy in myself and my life.
There you go. Because
this is what I wanted.
Because you know, so the key to a successful relationship, I always call it, I say it's interdependent. And then people are like, what? No, it's interdependent. So that means you have two people who come together who are while they're dependent on the relationship, they're independent within the relationship. So that means they've come whole. So you are at a point where you're good by yourself. So once you're fully good by yourself, that means you can be interdependent with someone else.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you, like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
Wow. I do think that if I met somebody now, I do honestly feel at 36 years old, I do feel like I can bring so much more to the table, not just three very young children, but like so much more, like mentally, I feel so much more. I think I had so many love blockages and growing up, you have so many things that affect how you perceive love. I think I wasn't really shown healthy relationships. And I've now taken that. I'm just like this woman in a shoe with all these children. I'm just like, is this going to be it forever? But blockages is hard.
You know, but on top of what you bring, you also are going to have boundaries like you've never had before.
Oh, that's what my last podcast was about. Did you listen to it?
No, no.
Did you?
I wish I could say I did, but you know, you know it better than I, right? Boundaries. And that's the key to actually success is the higher, you know, really your boundaries, the higher quality of life you have.
And I imagine that you set your boundaries, not just in love, but in business as well. And everything that you do, is that something that's important, you think?
Oh yeah. And it gets me into trouble. You know, it's like, today, you know, I think I've been in every gossip paper there has been in the UK today. I have. And I it's something that I've been successful staying out of. Look at you going to Google. Look at you Googling right now.
tell me, what is it?
I tell you, it's one of those where I have no comment on it. It's driven from me identifying principles and standing by your principles. And I think that's the most important thing we can do in life is not to deviate from who we are, show up as our authentic, true self in every way.
100%. I'm definitely going to go and Google that now because I don't know what you're talking about. I've not looked at a newspaper today and I want to know so badly. So how would you tell people that are maybe, because I know you are a love guru, you are a dating expert, how would you use the law of attraction in love? How would you manifest your perfect person? Because I feel like in some way I'm an expert manifester, but also let's remember he was fucking gay and ruined my life. So I'm clearly not that great. So I might need some help out here.
Oh my gosh. I think it's about knowing yourself, right? It's about, and I really feel like you're in a zone where you know so much more about yourself, what you'll accept, what you won't accept, what you value, what you don't value, right? How to communicate better now, right? It's about you knowing all of those things. That's how you manifest it, is by knowing you more. It really, life truly is a study of self. You know, that's really what it is. And it's interesting. If you can get better at knowing yourself, you could get better at having relationships with others.
Oh, I 100% believe that. I mean, since I've been on this law of attraction journey, particularly over the last couple of years, since going through a divorce, having some character building things happen to me, you know, my relationships with my friends are so much better. My relationships with my family, it's incredible. And something that we do here on the podcast is I encourage people to one day of a manifestation process, you write down all of the things you're thankful for about three people in your life, but then you actually go and tell them. And it's the most powerful thing. The amount of messages that we've had from people that haven't spoken to their own fathers for like 20 years, and then they do this practice and they're like, it's incredible. Something I wanted to ask you was, what would you say is the most, oh my God, moment that you've ever had with the law of attraction where something has manifested and it's been so specific that you've just been amazed?
I mean, just it's like it's every day, you know, like it's talking to you. It's
oh, hello. Is it really? Is this your manifestation? Is this what you put on your vision board?
Yeah, no. In like to talk real facts is being able to teach to people who are not like me, right? So when I say, so part of a big thing of what I do is I feel like I'm teaching, right? And what's fascinating is like either this podcast or look at UK TV. Do you know who the standard demo is for, say, celebs go dating or married at first sight?
No.
Well, I mean, what would you guess?
What do you mean? The contestant, like the people on it?
Who watch the show? Age?
Oh, I'm going to say like 16 to 25. Okay. No, I'm 36. 35.
Yeah, okay, 35. Gender?
Women.
Ethnicity?
White basic bitches.
Is that a new category?
Yes. That's the box I tick on all my forms.
Oh my God, you are great, by the way. I think you're a very special person, you know. That's
thank you, Paul. How kind.
So you think about all those categories that you just laid out, right? It's interesting because that's not who I grew up with in New York, in Queens, right? But I now have an opportunity to now show up in those communities, in those households, right? Through the living room, through the TV, and teach. And that person gets to see a Black, you know, American or like whatever thoughts you had, maybe I open up your thought on maybe there's some other things, some other ways to characterize these folks, right? That's on my vision board, you know? So I'm doing that through the medium of TV. I'm doing that through the medium, you know, maybe of your podcast. So that's something that I've manifested, you know, which is kind of crazy to see.
Yeah, and it's working clearly. I saw you talking on something, I can't remember, where you were saying about how Black love has like the worst rep right now. It is just shown in its most negative form. And I think you definitely are showing a different side to that. You are showing a different side of the coin, and that's amazing. You're giving hope for us all. And just tell us, what was it like working with Oprah? Tell us, was it amazing? Did she give you advice? Did she give you any amazing pearls of wisdom?
Oh man, my favorite was actually getting drunk with Oprah. That's probably
what a time to be alive.
Oh man, what a time to be alive. She drinks this Casa de Dragones, this very expensive tequila, you know. But she's an amazing person. And I think the best thing I could say about her is everything that you think about her in terms of this kind, intelligent, charismatic, that's actually her, like off screen.
How lovely.
Yes.
Not to be disappointed.
Not to be disappointed. Because I know, haven't you been disappointed before? When you meet
Do you know what? My favorite comedian used to be Russell Brand. And in 2008, I had a threesome with him in a hot tub. And it was the most disappointing experience of my life. But he did give me, yeah, he gave me a quote for the front cover of my book. I wrote a book and he gave me a quote for the front cover, which thank you. I'm very grateful. But just quite a narcissistic, horrible person. Made me cry. I was running through the streets of Hampstead crying. Yeah, it was awful.
Was it so it was what you learned during the threesome? That's really what you learned. He wasn't who he.
I've learned I don't like threesomes. I don't like Russell Brand. <That's> my, those are the two things I learned.
See, yeah. And now that's disappointing. That's
don't
really
meet your hero. Don't meet your hero and don't fuck your hero. Because really disappointed.
That's some of the best advice ever, right?
So did she give you any quotes that you thought, I'm going to tattoo that on myself after I've gone home?
Oh man, everything, just everything. You know, I just posted recently how literally the first thing she told me, because I met her, we were going on to this big stage, thousands of people in the audience. It was being filmed. I was super nervous about where to stand on stage. She was like, baby, you just keep walking until you feel that light. And once you feel like the light, stand right there. And I thought, okay, she's talking about the big spotlights right on the stage. And once I feel the heat, but then I thought, hold on, is she giving me a life quote right here? Like, keep walking till after the light.
She was.
And that's exactly what she was. Cause I feel like the last 9 years, I've been on this grind, I've been on this walk, but I finally feel the light right now. I finally feel empowered. You know, I'm reaching and teaching more people than I ever have been, you know, in the United States, in the UK, in Jamaica, in Ghana, right? I'm very happy with where my family is right now, with what we're doing, with the relationship. It's just like, I feel the light. And so, I say, was Oprah, what was she talking about there? Like walk 9 years or walk 9 steps?
See, yeah. So you feel like you are in your alignment now, you're in your flow. You're just, how lovely to actually feel like your work is making a difference. That's what I feel like is so amazing, to be sharing this stuff that we're sharing is like, it's actually changing people's lives.
It's
changing people's lives. I used to give people spray tans. That is also life changing, but not in the same way. Not in the same way.
Because that's temporary. What we're doing right here is permanent. These tools that we're teaching are tools that you could use to change your life today, 10, 30, 50 years from now.
And they'll teach their children and they'll teach their children and it will just keep on going and going and going. Break that ancestral chain. How exciting. We are both truly doing the Lord's work. Maybe you slightly more than me. But
No. I think you're doing it. I think you're doing it. I could already tell. I could see the light. Like I could see you're lit up doing this work. You're passionate about it.
That's my ring light. I haven't got a ring light. No, I do. Do you know what? I used to do, well, I've still got a salon, but when I was promoting like Botox and lip fillers and spray tans, there was a certain part of it that was like, I'm just perpetuating this idea that women have to spend their money on their looks. Men don't have to do that shit. Women do. And there was a little part of me that wasn't comfortable with it. But now doing this, I work until 2 a.m. because my drive is so strong that I just want to help people. And I'm sure you get the same where you have people in your DMs being like, oh my God, this has happened. This has happened. You've literally changed my life. There's no better feeling. It's amazing.
There's no better feeling, but I think that you're real humble. I think you really have to accept that I think you're exceptional at what you do. Just in this little bit of time, I could tell that you're passionate about what you do and you're good at what you do. And when you have passion matching skill, there is no, I mean, sky's the limit. Sky is truly the limit.
It's very exciting. Thank you. That's very kind. I do feel all like uncomfortable about it, but like it's, yeah, I do feel that way. And one of the books that we've just read in our book club is about outsourcing things that is not your highest good. So I've realized that recording for me is like the number one thing that I need to do. So I started like outsourcing other things. So I feel like a lot of what I teach is, I think the law of attraction is pretty simple. It's just not easy to apply in your life. So I try and find different strategies, whether that's Miracle Morning, A Power Hour, Eat That Frog. Do you know what I mean? All these different books just to try and give us different strategies. Because the amount of people that are like, oh my God, I've tried what you said. It's changed my life. It's incredible. I can't believe it. You speak to them a week later. Are they sticking to it? No, even though they know that it's amazing for them. So that's what I'm trying to find, is just strategies to try and keep it in our lives, self-discipline, motivation, all that jazz. Do you have any tips for that?
You know what? I can see you're a reader.
I am.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I read a lot, you know, and so there's so many books that I could throw out to give as suggestions to help with all those things. Give us some suggestions. Oh, man. I mean, I think you would love, so Mindset, obviously you would love. One of my favorites is So Good They Can't Ignore You by Cal Newport.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, that's shout out to, he taught at the business school I went to, at Georgetown. It basically is about be so good at a certain set of skills that once you're so great at a certain set of skills, then you'll have more impact, autonomy over your time and money than anything else you could do in life. You know, so I think that's a great one. I think also because you're doing the business books, but also like the Good Mind books, is have you read any of Robert Cialdini stuff?
No.
Oh, yeah. You would love Robert Cialdini. He's the godfather of influence. So he wrote the book Influence, which is one of my favorites. He wrote Persuasion, which is another one of my favorites. He's a professor out of University of Chicago. So yeah, Robert Cialdini, you'd love his stuff.
I need to curate a little reading list, don't I? I did see actually something that you said, which is the amount of time that people spend on social media and watching TV. If you read instead, you'd read 800 books a year.
Wow.
800.
You're on my IG. I can see that.
I've been stalking you for the last hour just to, you know, I like to be prepared. Prepare to fail. No, hang on. Fail to prepare. Prepare to fail.
Yeah, you are on it. But that is the absolute truth. That is the absolute truth.
And I just can't believe some people don't read. And that is the thing that I say to my listeners all the time, is that for $7.99, or actually things have gone up now, about $12.99, somebody has put their life's work, their life's learning into a book. They are literally telling you what to do. And so many people just don't pick up the fucking book. They don't pick it up.
They don't. But and on top of it, too, is used books. That's a big one, is that when I started reading heavy, I would buy used books. You could get them for £1 or £2, you know, phenomenal books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much out there. And actually, I did try to buy your book. It's Complicated, A Guide to Long and Lasting Love. Or is that what it's called?
Yeah. And it sounds just like that when you say it too. It's perfect.
That was my infomercial. You can pay me later. But I can't get it on Amazon. I can't get that book. Why is that, Paul? Why can't I buy that book? Is it too old?
Because everyone's bought it up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You could buy the used one. But we did. There was one print. You know, it's a 10-year-old book. But we did one run. You know, of I don't know how many books, let's say 20,000 books. And I think they're all sold now. So there's only a secondary market for the book.
I see. The exact same thing happened to my book, and people were literally buying them for 99p. And I was very offended because it was only a year after it was published. So I was like, how rude.
Yeah. And you're not making any of that, probably. It's going to some publisher.
Do you know what? I wrote my book in 2008, and you're right. I made, I think it was like 3p per book. And I just think the world has changed now. You can self-publish. You can do it all yourself, can't you? Yeah, there is a second book in me. It's coming. I can feel it. It is coming out in the next year or so. I'm very excited about it. Would you write more books?
Maybe.
About relationships?
I don't know. You know, and that's why I don't know if I will write a book. I think, you know, a book, you've written one, right? It's like giving birth. You know, it's a serious
process. Right. As a woman, can I just say that Mr. Paul, it is not the fucking same as giving birth, okay? Not the same. I've just had twins. Not the same.
Come on now. That's what I've heard. No, I tell you. You know, can I pivot to a whole other direction?
Pivot.
You're really good at what you do.
Paul, stop it. Would you like to work with me on something?
You are quick-witted. You are intelligent.
I'm so glad I'm recording this. I'm so glad.
And you know what? And you actually have real knowledge, right? You're referencing, like, you have research behind what you're saying. You're not just simply giving opinion, you know?
Yeah.
You're really good. You're really good.
Would you? Thank you so much. Would you like to come back another time and work on my love blockages? Seriously, because so many people ask me about it. And I cried on my podcast last week. If you'd listened to it, you would have known, but you didn't. That's fine. We'll deal with that another time. You can go back and listen to it this week in your spare time. But I cried and I've got some real love issues. Would you come and do a special love episode with us?
Yeah, I would definitely come back.
Thank you, Paul.
I would come back for you for sure. 100%.
You're the first man to ever say that. All the others just leave me. And that's fine. That's fine. How are we doing for time? Have you got to go? I'm very aware of your time.
Oh my gosh.
What time is it?
We are even. We're four. I'll tell you what.
Okay, let's do our goodbye then. Okay. Paul, thank you so much for coming on. We have got it recorded that you are going to come back for another episode. So I will hold you to that. And I can't fucking wait for it. Get ready, because I've got a gay husband. I've got some real issues. I've got three children. It's a wild ride. So get ready for that. But thank you so, so much. Have you got anything that you want to tell us? Anything that's coming out? Anything that you want to promote?
The only thing I'd say is you're really good.
Oh God, please.
And I want to say this to everyone listening, is that you found the right person to learn from. Like, you're the real
God.
And so that's all I'll end with right there. That's it.
Are you trying to make me cry again on this episode?
No, not at all. I'm just keeping it real. Real, recognizing real. That's all.
Thank you so much. Well, it was lovely having you, and I'll see you next week, everybody. Bye. Okay. I don't know if that'll be my ending, but you know. Okay, I'm back. That was not my ending because it was all a bit abrupt. But how amazing was Paul C. Brunson? I'm absolutely in love with him as a guest, and I really hope he comes back and works on my love blockages, because Lord only knows I fucking need it. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you are liking the whole guest setup. It's not going to be every week. It's going to be probably like once a month. If you have anyone that you think I should try and interview, let me know. As always, you can find me on Instagram. I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life, and at Francesca Amber, if you want to see pictures of little pudgy twins in little matching outfits and shit like that. Thanks for listening. If you want to help the podcast, you can join the Patreon book club. You can leave a review. You can subscribe. You can share it. Thank you to everyone for sharing it to their stories. I truly appreciate it, and I try to reshare as many of them as I can. Thank you for all your support. I love you all. Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. I'll see you next week. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it, and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches. Don't try it. Then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.